Assembly Member Ashalomi.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I welcome your commitment in terms of making sure that there's more transparency on the Garden Bridge. But I have to say that I'm still yet to be convinced that this is the best use of money. For me, it is primarily a tourist attraction, not a transport scheme. And I think it's quite telling that despite the claims that it's going to promote wildlife and biodiversity, not a single environmental charity signed up to the project yet. Can you show me that if it is going ahead, Mr. Mayor, under your mayoralty, local community groups and residents in my part of Lambeth will be listened to and any of their concerns will be acted upon? And I think, secondly, the other guarantee that I would like from you, Mr. Mayor, is around what happens if the Trust are unable to fund the £158 million construction cost, the additional ongoing maintenance bill, and the TFR loan repayments, so that the taxpayers are not left with that bill.
Right, thank you. There was a question buried in that, but I think we'd like to know what the questions are sooner. Mr. Mayor.
No, I understand the concerns that you've expressed, but I've set out in the most transparent way that I can what's been spent so far and the consequences to taxpayers in London, and by the way, around the country, because it's also government money, if we were to cancel the project today. I think it is viable. I've said to the Garden Bridge Trust what my expectations are with them. You're right in relation to the gains to the community, both locally and across London. Insofar as the further contribution that could be made by the taxpayers concerned, the Garden Bridge Trust has a credible ongoing business plan and has secured a large amount of private funding already. They have more funding opportunities in the pipeline, and there is every indication that they'll be able to meet their targets. But you're right in relation to the importance I've stressed to them that I will ensure that no more of Londoners' taxes that I'm responsible for go into the project.
Okay.
Assembly Member Copley.
Thank you very much, Chair, and congratulations to you, Mr. Mayor. And I don't envy the position you find yourself in on the bridge, given your predecessor's lust for vanity projects. But like Assembly Member Ashalomi, I remain unconvinced that this project should go ahead. Taxpayer funding has been mentioned. Are you sure that if once the construction of the bridge goes ahead, there is no chance the Trust is going to run out of money and they'll come to you for... but cap in hand for taxpayer funding? Are you sure that once, I don't know, shovels go into the river or whatever, I don't know how it works, they will not be coming to you asking for any more money?
Well, Assembly Member Copley, this is my third Wednesday in the job, so I'm still coming to terms with some of the mess left by the previous guy. So let me come back to you in relation to the assurances you seek.
Okay. And the £3.5 million running cost, which your predecessor controversially agreed to underwrite, having said initially that there wouldn't be any more money, will you withdraw that commitment your predecessor made to fund the £3.5 million running cost if the Trust can't raise the running cost?
I think, to be fair to the official, let me wait and see the report they're doing. I've asked them to undertake a report for me in relation to what's gone on before, but it's keen for me to get on top of all the facts. And you know, say this to be fair to the previous mayor before I make a comment on that.
Okay. And with regards to transparency, I'm pleased you've made a commitment on transparency. I've seen the list of donors that have been released. There are an awful lot of anonymous donors on there. Now, if it's an individual, I can sort of understand why someone might want to remain anonymous, but there are companies on there that are anonymous, and that worries me. It particularly worries me if any of them turned out to be bidding for or to have won Transport for London contracts. Could you make a commitment that if any of the companies that have anonymously donated money have sought or will seek a contract with Transport for London, that their name will be made public?
Well, insofar as the procurement process is concerned, I do have concerns about the way the procurement process was carried out. I've already begun to look in detail at how the design contracts were awarded in 2013, and I'll be deciding shortly how I want to take this investigation further and to take forward any lessons that can be learned for the future projects. But until I'm on top of the facts, I can't really answer specific questions in relation to specific contributions made.
Sure, but I mean, this isn't about the procurement process of the Garden Bridge. This is about companies that have made donations towards the bridge itself that are anonymous. And my slight concern is if they were then bidding for Transport for London contracts, they could, and their contribution was not public, that might look a little bit dodgy. If any of the, so could you say if any of the companies that have privately and anonymously donated money to the bridge were seeking or have sought contracts with TfL, that those names of those companies would be made public?
Well, let me see what I've published last week and come back to you in relation to whether there's a need for any further transparency on that.
Thank you.